So, coming into town this morning, you should have seen the 38 flag. A flag that symbolizes and signifies that you are on Treaty 8 lands. Nonetheless, I do want to formally acknowledge that we stand on the homeland of many diverse First Nations and Métis people, on the lands of Treaty 8 that are threaded by the mighty Peace River, lands that belong to the original peoples of the continent, whose ancestors walked this land since time immemorial. Lands that are are the homeland to the Cree, the Beaver, the Dene Thaw, and the Mischief. Notwithstanding the blazing heat, today's Canada Day, the 154th in our collective history, it is a very somber one. It is a Canada Day that was unfolded against the backdrop of the discovery of unmarked graves of 966 Indigenous children at two residential Indian schools. Graves that have laid bare the stark betrayal of our promises to the original peoples of Canada. Graves that underscore the cultural genocide to which we have subjected our original peoples. Graves that remind us that we as a nation have dark corners and a lot to atone for. But Canada Day has never been about just hot dogs, candy floss, and fireworks. Canada Day is about renewing our oath of allegiance to Canada. An oath that reads as follows. I swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Canada, her heirs and successors, and I will faithfully observe the laws of Canada, including the Constitution, which recognizes and affirms the Aboriginal and treaty rights of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people, and fulfill my duties as a Canadian. Canada Day in Peace River is about recommitting to our responsibilities and the promises made under Treaty 8. It is about meeting and fulfilling the recommendations of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. After all, the flag that you see behind me, the Canadian flag, that beautiful red maple leaf, its fabric, in large measure, was spun from Canada's treaties, including our Treaty 8. I would like to close with a personal sentiment, but one I think that is reflective of the Peace River Town Council, the province, and the nation. I strongly believe in and am deeply committed to Canada as a place where every single person can live a life with dignity and a life of opportunity. A Canada where every child matters. A Canada where we will never ever leave a child behind again. Thank you.